So two questions. Question number one, the Torah records the Makot Tzardeh, how the frogs covered the entirety of Egypt. What happens? Paro comes to Moshe and Aaron and says, please, daven to Hashem to remove the frogs. And Moshe tells Paro, okay, when would you like the frogs to be removed? And Paro says, v'yomer l'machar, the next day. So the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, Sisra Chacham, they ask, look, if someone's in pain, they'd want the pain to be removed immediately. So why would Paro wait an extra day for the pain to be removed? That's the first question. And then the second question is the question that the Rishonim are grappling with, is how to resolve the contradiction of Bechira versus Schar Va'onish, that Paro was punished despite the fact that the Torah says that Hashem hardened Paro's heart. So let's deal with these two questions, try to develop a mahalach. So to address the first question, many of the Mefarshim explained that the reason why Paro asked Moshe Rabbeinu to daven l'machar because he wanted to show and convince himself that he was in control. So therefore, he didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu to remove the frogs immediately because he wanted to give himself the feeling that he was the one that was controlling when the Makkah would end. So therefore, he told Moshe to daven l'machar because he could make himself convinced that he was the one running the show. And similarly, in a similar vein, that Ibn Ezra explains, why is it that Paro was punished despite the fact that the Torah says that Hashem hardened his heart? Because once a person gets in the habit of doing something, then it just becomes becomes a part of them, and there's like no choice anymore. So once Paro was so obstinate in denying Hashem, he refused to acknowledge Hashem, that in a certain sense, it just kept going. And I think the lesson they're supposed to learn from this is that we're supposed to tune into reality. Unlike Paro, who was denying reality and was trying to come up with every excuse possible to convince himself why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't the one that was controlling everything, the lesson that we're supposed to learn is to try to do the exact opposite. That we're supposed to try to tune into reality when Hashem's sending us messages, not to ignore them or not to come up with excuses, but to acknowledge that they're from Hashem and try to learn the lessons that Hashem is sending us.